Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The 68th North Dakota Legislative Assembly began January 3rd. Lawmakers are settled into their new schedules and assignments, laying the groundwork for the work ahead and finalizing bill drafts before impending cutoff deadlines. A highlight of last week was the S&P Global State Tax Revenue Forecast and comparison to the State Office of Management's and Budget's outlook in a joint session of the Senate and House Appropriations Committees. Both committees will adopt a revenue forecast derived from the two estimates to guide their work until March, when they will receive a final forecast for the 2023 through 2025 budget period. House Bill 1175 will be heard tomorrow at 9 a.m. in the House Energy and Natural Resources Committee in Coteau AB Room. The bill would strip North Dakota Departments of Trust Lands authority to restrict public access to any grant lands leased for pasture or meadow and prohibit lessees from posting their lease tract for the purpose of restricting or prohibiting access. There is also a regimented process required to be allowed to restrict access on state school lands, but this bill would take it one step further and, as an example, allow hunters onto state school land leases even while cattle are grazing there. The NDSA is adamantly opposed to this bill, as it would potentially put animals and people in dangerous situations, devalue state school land leases, make it difficult to manage herds on state school land leases, and reverse important progress made the last session on the posting issue. The NDSA will testify against this bill, but is also looking for others, especially state school lands lessees, to help weigh in on the implications it would have for their situation. If you are interested and want more information, contact Julie Ellingson at 701-223-2522 or jellingson at ndstockman.org. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association will be present every day, monitoring issues that will impact producers' business and bottom line. Members can stay on top of what's happening at the Capitol through the NDSA's weekly legislative ledger, which is issued via email each Friday. Don't hesitate to reach out to us if you have any feedback or questions as we work through what we hope will be a beneficial session for our industry. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation will participate in Giving Hearts Day on February 9th, with the goal of raising funds to support the 501c3's charitable mission, providing hope and opportunity for the state's beef cattle industry. Giving Hearts Day is the largest 24-hour giving event in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. The funds raised on Giving Hearts Day will benefit the livestock industry through projects such as scholarships, disaster relief assistance, industry resources, research, and more. If you are interested in making a Giving Hearts Day donation to a nonprofit organization like the Stockmen's Foundation, visit www.givingheartsday.org on February 9th. If you would like to make your gift in advance, scheduled gifts can be arranged there also. Checks dated February 9th, received by February 9th, and made directly to the Stockmen's Foundation can also be accepted on Giving Hearts Day. All Giving Hearts Day donations are tax deductible. Also, if you are interested in becoming a 2023 match donor, contact Julie Ellingson at 701-223-2522. The Stockmen's Foundation is offering a series of scholarships again in 2023. Scholarships offered include the Endowment Scholarship, Legacy Scholarship, Tokash Angus Ranch Memorial Scholarship, Jack and Van der Ryk Memorial Scholarship, and Myron Wold Memorial Scholarship. The deadline to apply for each is March 1st. Complete rules and downloadable application forms are available at www.ndstockman.org under the Foundation tab. For 93 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a happy Thursday.